在线英语听力室 ,tinroom.com, 欢迎您。
Dialogue 2.
In this dialogue, Peter, the non-dealer, is talking with Paula. He remained firm. Peter needs the deal as much as Paula, and after several hours of stalled talks,He sees Paula won't give any more, so he makes a counteroffer. I still don't see why you don't just accept the deal. It's a good one.
I don't think so. Our counteroffer is more than generous, and I don't know why you insist on this ridiculous price your formula gives you.
It's not ridiculous, it's fair.
I don't think so. My client is firm on this point.If that's your best offer, we'll take the matter to arbitration.
There's no reason why we would agree to arbitration.
Whatever. Then we'll wait until you come down to a more reasonable price. All I know is this price is not going to fly.
Very well. I'll tell you what I'll do. You can have the property for 20% off our asking price. That's my best price.
All right, I'll talk to my client and get back to you. Let's listen again.
I still don't see why you don't just accept the deal. It's a good one.
I don't think so. Our counteroffer is more than generous, and I don't know why you insist on this ridiculous price your formula gives you.
It's not ridiculous, it's fair.
I don't think so. My client is firm on this point. If that's your best offer, we'll take the matter to arbitration.
There's no reason why we would agree to arbitration.
Whatever. Then we'll wait until you come down to a more reasonable price. All I know is this price is not going to fly.
Very well. I'll tell you what I'll do. You can have the property for...20% off our asking price. That's my best price.
All right, I'll talk to my client and get back to you.